The Bible says, whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. So if you receive Christ as your Savior, God's going to punish you for your sin. God is going to make sure to chasten you and punish you, but he will never cast you out. People ask me all the time, oh man, what about David? David, you know, and here's the thing. A lot of people say, oh, you mean to tell me, Brother Powell, that you can commit murder and still be saved, huh? And I'm thinking, man, you're placing your trust in what you don't do to be saved. You're placing your trust in the fact that you don't murder somebody. Hey, put your trust in Christ. You know, don't wait. Today, Jesus said today is the day of salvation. And, you know, these people that say, oh, Brother Powell, you know, you mean to tell me a murderer can go to heaven? Well, David did. David didn't say, Lord, would you please restore unto me your salvation? Can I get my salvation back? Since my eternal life ended, could I just get that back? Could you, you know, reinstate that for me? No. David said, restore to me the joy of thy salvation. So David lost his joy. Hey, if you're living in sin, if you're living in wickedness as a child of God, there's not going to be any joy with you. You have to choose your suffering in this life. You can either suffer as a Christian or you can suffer as an unsaved person. Look, the unsaved people, they have it pretty rough too. People say that Christians have it rough. Actually, unsaved people also suffer and go through rough things.